Happiest Days of Your Life by John Dighton. Adapted for radio by Giles Cooper. Every schoolboy knows that the last time peace broke out in England was in 1945. Not so many schoolboys perhaps know about the war that broke out soon afterwards in the wilds of Hampshire, except, of course, the ones that were lucky enough to be at Hillary Hall School for Boys at the time. It was the start of the summer term.
Rainbow! Rainbow!
Come in, come in.
What? Oh, Mr. Tassel.
Hello, Rainbow.
Mr. Tassel, eh? Well, well. Very pleased to see you back, sir.
Oh, not so sure that I am. After being airborne for 5 years, I'm afraid I'm going to find Hillary Hall a bit slow. Oh, the common room. Ugh. Looks exactly the same as it did when I left. I just want a thing or two out of these cases, then you can take them up. 5 years. Oh, you don't look a day older. A bit moth-eaten, that's all.
Eh?
This gown. I've never expected to find it still in my old locker.
The school was evacuated soon after you'd gone. Only come back this term.
Gosh, you must have had a long holiday looking after it.
Holiday? I've had mice in the music room, dry rot in one of the classrooms, and beetles all over me basement.
Sounds most unpleasant. Same old Rainbow, eh? Same old Hillary Hall, too. Might as well get used to it, I suppose.
The same, yet not the same.
Hmm?
It won't be what it was, whatever it possibly may be, perhaps.
Say that again.
Mark my words, 2 into 1 won't go. It isn't feasible.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm sorry, Mr. Tassel, but I can't go over the head of the head.
It sounds to me as if you've gone off the head of the head.
I'm telling you confidential, he says to me.
Who says?
Mr. Pond says.
Oh, the head. You can't go over the head's head.
That's what I said.
Rainbow.
Ah, here's someone else arrived. Why, it's Mr. Bling.
I say, Rainbow, my bedroom door's locked.
Hello, R.B.
Dick Tassel. So, the prodigal son is home again. I thought I heard a faint whisper of your arrival. Rainbow, you might unlock it when you go up and take my cases in. I left them on the landing. How are you? No, don't tell me. We'll save all that for the long summer evenings.
I suppose you've been taking games in my absence.
I have. For that reason, if no other, I'm delighted to see you back.
How's the pitch, by the way?
It's all right now. What it'll be like in a week's time, it's not for me to say.
The weather looks all right to me.
It's the other I'm referring to. Grass needs a rest the same as we do. After all, it's only human. I'll take your bags up now, sir.
Thanks so much, old chap. You know, I think old Rainbow's beginning to go at the edges.
Nothing to go.
Oh,
hello. How the devil did these boxing gloves get into my locker?
You confiscated them from Hopcroft last term.
But we weren't here last term.
My last term.
So I did. 5 years ago. You've got a memory. Yes, I remember now. The little blighter was wearing them in chapel. For a bit.
He's been saying the most extraordinary things.
Hopcroft?
No, Rainbow. Seems to think something funny is going to happen here.
But the first time it ever has.
Hopcroft's left by now, I suppose.
Oh, yes. But his young brother's here. Hopcroft and my. The same thing, only a good deal worse.
Saints alive. 13 weeks in the heart of darkest Hampshire. First term back seems a bit of a grisly prospect.
You should have been with us for the last 15 terms.
Yes, Rainbow said you'd been evacuated.
That's putting it mildly. We were moved 3 times. The first was a boarding house, St. Moritz.
Switzerland?
Ha-ha. No, Swiss Cottage. Then we went to share a veterinary college.
You mean with a whole lot of animals?
Yes. But to prevent any misunderstanding, we were always referred to as their honoured guests. We ended up in a disused fire station near Ludlow, up the pole to bed every night. Thank heaven to be back in Hampshire.
Well, I don't know. 12 miles to the nearest flick, 40 to a theatre, and as for feminine society, nil.
There's always Mrs. Hampstead.
Mrs. Hampstead may be matron of this school, but she's certainly not feminine. Damn it, she's got an RAF moustache.
Better known as Hampstead Heath.
Yes, it is that, Edmund.
Oh, it's all very well for you. You hate women anyway.
No, so would you if you had to live with 4 aunts, all wanting to mother you. Look what they've given me for my birthday.
Great Scott, what is it?
A folding leather frame with a photograph of each of them. And they made sure I packed it.
Oh, so this is the big four.
Reading from left to right, Aunts Flora, Nora, Dora, and Ethel.
By Ethel.
I don't think my grandmother expected her.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, headmaster.
Hello, sir.
Return of the warrior, eh? Splendid. Delighted to be back in harness, I've no doubt.
Oh, yes, rather.
Capital, capital. We've all pulled together in the past, and I'm sure we will continue to do so in the circumstances about to prevail.
In the what?
Of course, you haven't heard the news. It was very sudden indeed. In fact, I've not had time to inform the parents as yet.
Nothing bad, sir.
No. Inconvenient, shall we say. No more. I received the following 2 days ago from the Ministry of Devacuation. Dear sir, do sit down. Yeah. Under the Emergency Powers Act, 1940, subsection 3, paragraph 15, schools, boarding and private, elementary and preparatory, secondary, kindergarten and grammar, this ministry is empowered to allocate educational premises. Some schools returning from evacuation have, unfortunately, lost their original buildings, and it has become unavoidably necessary to ask E. Fraphampton, Deputy Sub-Controller of Premises Schools Division.
So that's what Rainbow was blithering about. Two into one won't go.
Well, you know what these ministries are. They're yeas, yeah, and then nays, nay.
In due course, he says, doesn't he? That's probably 2 or 3 years. Let's hope it never happens.
It has happened. Yesterday afternoon, this wire came from Hastings. Staff and pupils arriving 4:15 tomorrow. Whitchurch, principal of St. Swithin's.
St. Swithin's?
Now I suppose it'll rain for 40 days.
This is hardly the time of fourth form humour, Billings. Staff and pupils at 4:15. That's only a few minutes after our own boys arrive. Before then, we have to get everything settled. The accommodation, of course, will be the principal problem. Perhaps one of you could take down the details. Billings, I propose to put you in Mrs. Hampstead's room.
What?
You and Tassel. It is a large, airy room.
Yes, and she's a large, hairy woman.
Mrs. Hampstead's peculiarities are neither here nor there.
They may not be here, but they will be there.
Surely we shan't be as overcrowded as all that.
It will be a severe squeeze for everyone.
Well, I refuse to do any squeezing in Mrs. Hampstead's room.
I'd rather go back to my aunt's.
Billings, if you're going to be unreasonable from the start...
Unreasonable?
Mrs. Hampstead agreed most readily.
Oh, did she?
She made no difficulties whatever about moving into your room.
Into mine? Oh. Objection overruled.
Same here.
We must try to remember, gentlemen, that we are the hosts on this occasion, since Swithin's are our honoured guests. Kindly bear that in mind.
Honoured guests.
Now, we have Matron in your room and you two in hers. Make a note of that, Tassel. Yes. That leaves Tassel's room free for the St. Swithin staff.
They'll certainly have a squeeze.
For one of their staff. I'm not quite certain about the rest. There are no more rooms in the staff wing.
Except yours, of course.
Mine?
Yes, it's the largest and airiest of the lot. Quite a few of them could sleep in there with you.
Not with someone in my position.
What position do you sleep in?
My position as headmaster.
Well, perhaps you could share with their headmaster, Whitechapel, or whatever his name is.
I suggest we leave the question of my room for the moment, Billings. We must avoid favoritism at all costs. I hope that is clear.
Clear as crystal.
Good. Well, then it occurred to me we could probably sleep most of their masters in the carpenter's shop. How does that strike you?
I think you've hit the nail on the head, Head.
It's convenient, too. They could make their beds and then lie on them.
There will be no shortage of beds, Billings. We have all those camp ones up in the loft. We can set up the requisite number in the carpenter's shop, and the remainder will do for the boys.
Our boys?
No, theirs, naturally. The only question is, where to put them? Our boys could give up one of the dormitories, I suppose.
It seems a pity to move them.
Yes, just what I was thinking, but where else could they go? I mean, there isn't anywhere.
That passage in Sea Wing is fairly wide, and there are doors at both ends.
So there are. Excellent idea, Billings.
Sea Wing? Outside the Stinks room, do you mean?
Don't be irrelevant, Tassel, please. If the passage in question runs past the scientific laboratories, what of it? It may be a little awkward for our science classes, but we must put up with these things.
After all, St. Swithin's are our honoured guests.
That's settled, then. Master's carpenter's shop. Boys, passage outside Stinks.
Any over can always sleep inside.
That is true.
And I suppose they can all use the sinks as wash basins.
Which sinks?
The sinks and the Stinks.
So they can. I'm glad you thought of that. I was afraid they'd have to do without. So much for sleeping quarters. Now, for meals. As far as I can see, a cook will simply have to stagger them.
That won't be difficult.
I don't quite follow, sir.
Simple enough. We shall have a first and second service.
Oh, like the railways.
First service hot, second cold.
Oh, I was proposing the same menu for each.
So was pie.
I see your point. Yes, well, I expect they'd like to lunch at one, so as a matter of courtesy, we might take the first service at 12:30. Next classrooms. I'm afraid we shall have to allot them some of those.
Unless they worked a night shift or something.
There's no need to be flippant, Tassel.
Sorry, sir.
I have the classrooms worked out already. Upper fourth combines with lower fifth, lower third to upper fourth's room, upper fifth and middle fourth to upper third, fifth to sixth, and vice versa. I think that's quite straightforward.
Oh, quite. What about remove?
Remove stays where it is.
Ah.
Beg pardon, sir. The bus is just arriving.
Bring it in. No, I mean there are two parcels of books on it for me. Just put them in my study, Rainbow. Come, Billings, come, Tassel. We must see the boys in. Is the bus by the back entrance?
Yes, sir.
Good. We'll go round by the terrace. I shall address the school myself after roll call, but in the meantime, I would like to prepare the boys for the coming invasion.
Really? Aunt, how come there are none, Miss Richard?
Oh, nonsense, my dear Gossage. There must be somebody here. This is the front door, is it not? Ring again.
Open.
Then we will enter. Hello? Someone?
No one. Perhaps they're in here.
Oh. Yes, the staff common room, I can only suppose. Encouraging. Outside, no answer. In here, no staff.
Not very home from homey, is it?
I warned you, my dear Gossage. One cannot expect other schools to provide the home comforts of St. Swithin.
Oh, I know, Miss Whitchurch. Still, I think they should make an effort. After all, atmosphere's jolly important.
There's someone to answer the door. Hey there! Chloe! The place is badly run. That's quite evident. We shall have to put a stop to that. Idle servants beget an idle staff. Spreads to the girls, and before you know where you are, your model tone is in ribbons. Ugh, dust everywhere.
You wouldn't think any mistresses worth their salt would tolerate such a barracked com. Still, I expect we can soon jollify it up a bit.
The room, possibly. Its occupants, I very much fear the worst.
Oh, they play cricket. Oh. Look!
Oh. Yes, so it would seem.
You know, I'm afraid we shall have trouble with some of the girls. Netball in summer makes them absolutely melt.
I thought that subject was closed, Miss Gossage. Melt or not, St. Swithin's has always played netball winter and summer. Cricket is no game for growing girls.
Most calls play it nowadays.
If other schools choose to ruin their girls' figures, let them do so. Cricket thickens the biceps, enlarges the bust, and makes for very large hands and feet.
We don't really know that it does.
Don't we? Look at these boots. They're big enough for Don Bradshaw or Bradfield or whatever his name is.
Mr. Church, look what else they've got here.
What are those things?
Boxing gloves.
Pugilism.
You don't suppose they teach it here?
Well, I don't suppose they wear them for walks. Of course, self-defense is valuable to any girl, but of a ladylike kind.
My jiu-jitsu classes are equal to anything.
Well, that explains the cricket, anyway. After a pummeling in the ring, I doubt if the girls have any figures left worth bothering about.
Oh, here comes some sort of porter.
And about time, too. Good afternoon, my man.
Good afternoon, madam.
You are the school porter, I take it?
Porter and groundsman.
Name?
Rainbow, madam.
Oh, well, you can't help that. I hope in future you will answer the door more promptly.
I was out at the bus, madam, getting these books.
That will do. I want to see the principal immediately.
The head's busy at the moment with matron. If you wouldn't mind waiting, madam, I'll go and see you.
Just one moment. There's one thing I should like to know.
Yes, madam.
How many mistresses have you?
I am a bachelor, madam, in every sense of the word.
What a rum sort of porter.
It's glandular trouble. The man is obviously at the awkward age.
Seems a funny sort of school altogether. I wonder what the principal's like.
I don't look forward to finding out. I shall keep as aloof as possible. You, Miss Harper, and the girls will do the same.
Yes, Miss Whitchurch.
And I think the girls had better have an extra hour each week for jiu-jitsu.
Yes, Miss Whitchurch.
I may even make it compulsory for the staff as well.
Oh, yes, Miss Whitchurch.
Well, I don't know how much longer this woman's going to be. Perhaps we'd better reconnoitre on our own and take stock of the accommodation.
It doesn't look a very large building for two schools.
No, we shall need quite three quarters of it. I intend to let them know exactly how much we want, cut and dried and no nonsense. Come on, Gossage. Let's investigate this curious establishment. I doubt very much whether it's even an approved school.
Hello? Then women have gone.
Rainbow, did you bring them in?
No, sir, they come of their own accord.
Don't be sarcastic, Rainbow, please. Where are they?
Gone of their own accord, too, it seems.
In my books?
No, sir, the ladies.
What ladies?
Well, there was two of them, sir. I think they was wanting. And they was wanting you, too, sir.
I'm expecting no one.
Ah. Then perhaps that's why they've gone.
Oh, it's all right, Castle. Here he is. Oh, we've been looking for you, Rainbow. You're wanted to give a hand with the tuck boxes.
Oh, I don't know. It's not right to ask a bloke of my age to do all this heavy work. Ought to get a younger man. That's what they ought to do.
Well, the little blighters look as healthy as always. How did your lot take the news about St. Swithin's?
With characteristic British phlegm.
Well, same here, except for a certain amount of jubilation that it might mean one bath a week instead of two.
I expect they'll be at each other's throats in the first 5 minutes.
Better give these gloves back to Hopcroft Mai. If his brother's left, I suppose they're his property now.
If Hopcroft Mai doesn't take to St. Swithin's, he won't be bothered by any Queensbury rules. Something rude, swift, and below the belt is his line. That boy needs a firm hand, and this term he's going to get it. Come in.
Please, sir.
Oh.
Yes, Hopcroft. What is it?
Please, sir, there's two strange ladies in the one downstairs.
Downstairs where?
In the washroom, sir. There's two strange ladies in it.
Hopcroft Minor. I don't want to chastise you on your first day of term.
Vulgar without being funny.
But it's true, sir. Honestly, it is. There's a rummy-looking one with spectacles on and another rummy-looking one without. And they've both got hats on.
50 lines by tomorrow evening.
But, sir,
50 lines.
What am I to write, sir?
I must not be vulgar without being funny.
I beg your pardon.
I mean Caesar, Gallic Wars, first chapter.
Yes, sir.
An imposition already.
It's an improvement on last term. I had to give him one then before we even left the station.
Yes, a difficult boy, Hopcroft. Oh, by the way, one of the new boys, Souter his name is, I've had a letter from his mother asking particularly that he should not be pampered.
That's a bit unusual.
He's been in one of those advanced schools, girls of all ages, preparatory for boys.
Sounds very advanced.
Possibly, yet the boy is backward in his work.
I'm not surprised.
Mr. Souter in particular looks to us to eradicate any trace of feminine influence.
Leave him to me.
Don't worry, Head. You'll have to look a long way for feminine influence in this part of the world.
Quite. I was happy to write and ensure Mrs. Souter the teaching staff here is entirely male and bachelors into the bargain. I quoted her the school motto, homo in omnibus, a man in all things.
Fancy. I always used to think it had something to do with strap hanging.
Come!
I see. Excuse me.
What do you want, little girl?
Is this the staff common room?
Yes, it is.
Thanks awfully. I just put these suitcases in here.
You will?
Miss Harper let me carry them in from the bus.
Miss Harper?
Yes, she's awfully decent like that. Well, in fact, she's absolutely top score altogether, actually.
Just one moment, young lady.
I can't stop more than a sec. If I'm caught jawing in here, I'll be given a miss.
Given a miss?
Misconduct mark. They're awfully strict at St. Swithin's. You get one for practically anything.
Did you say St. Swithin's?
Yes. I suppose you're Hilary Hall. Rotten luck. They don't let parents come down on our first day. I see, I must fly, really.
Wait, please. Are we to understand that you are a pupil at St. Swithin's?
That's right. I'm in the lower fifth. Barbara Cahoon, not spelt Calcahoon.
Do you mean to say they have girls at St. Swithin's?
Well, I should hope so. It's a girls' school.
It's a what?
It can't be.
Of course it can't. This is a female Hopcroft of some sort. Now look here, girl. Can you truthfully stand there and tell us that St. Swithin's Hastings is a girls' school?
No, St. Leonard's.
There you are.
You said St. Swithin's just now.
St. Swithin's, St. Leonard's, silly. St. Swithin's Hastings is boys. And we're girls, see? Oh, it's quite easy, really. So long.
I don't suppose she's telling the truth.
Well, we can easily find out. There's a school's directory in here somewhere.
The wire came from Hastings. Of that, I'm positive.
Yes, here we are. St. Leonard's. See, under Hastings and St. Leonard's, they're both under the same heading.
Oh, well, that explains the wire.
Hastings and St. Leonard's, S-C... Ah, here we are. St. Alfred's, St. Arthur's, St. Bride's...
S-S-S, you
I'm looking under S.
St. S, he means S-S.
Don't hiss at me. Ah, here we are. St. Swithin's, Boys. Boarding.
Boys, there. That's the one in the wire, of course.
Headmaster, O.J. Philpott. And that isn't the one in the wire.
No, that was old Whitechapel.
St. Swithin's Girls, Boarding. Principal, Miss Evelyn Whitchurch, M.A. Oxon.
Oh.
Well, that seems to settle it.
But it's impossible. We can't have a girls' school here.
You've got one.
The ministry must have put its foot in it.
We must contact them before the females arrive.
They have arrived. You saw that Cahoon thing, not spelt Colquhoun.
Oh, good gracious.
And that's only a sample. There'll be girls and mistresses all over the place.
Committing misconduct marks in all directions.
We'll be engulfed in hockey and cocoa.
Heaven forbid. Of course, the wanting women.
The what?
Two of them. And Rainbow said they were looking for me.
One with spectacles on and one without.
And they both got hats on.
Heaven knows. But if one's that Whitchurch woman and she's at large, goodness knows what she may be up to. She may be anywhere.
Try the one downstairs. Well, this is a nice thing, I must say.
So must I. The more I think about it, the nicer it seems. Here was I moaning about the lack of feminine society, and what happens? St. Swithin's from sunny St. Leonard's-on-Sea.
I'm surprised at you.
What do you mean?
If your idea of feminine society ranges from 7 years to 14...
Oh, don't be a chump. It's mistresses I'm thinking of. School mistresses.
Have you ever met any?
No, I don't think I have.
I thought not. They fall into two groups.
All of them?
All of them. Group one, the battle axe. Baleful, brady, and belligerent. Group two, the hearty Amazon. Healthy, high school, and hail fellow well met.
Oh, damn it, there must be some attractive ones.
None.
What will you bet me?
Anything you like. I can't lose. How much do you want on the St. Swithin's lot? £5?
Well, five bob.
Done. And I may say there's going to be no women and children first nonsense where I'm concerned. Male or female, they come in the honoured guests category and are going to be treated as such.
You go your way, I go mine. Personally, I shall extend to the St. Swithin staff the outstretched hand of welcome.
Miss Whitchurch, allow me to introduce my staff. Mr. Billings, modern languages, history and geography.
How do
Mr. Tassel, science, English and mathematics.
How do you do?
This is Miss Whitchurch, M.A.
Oxon.
Headmistress of St. Swithin's.
Principal.
I beg your pardon.
Group one.
And this is Miss Gossage.
Games, maths, botany, drawing, needlework, handicraft, and extras. How do you do?
Group two.
This, of course, is our common staff. Staff common room.
Quite. I hope we shan't have to put up with it for long.
It's not as bad as all that, Miss Mitchell.
The position is quite impossible. Sharing premises at all is distasteful enough. But with a boys' school, well, the matter must be rectified at once.
I entirely agree. There's a very good train back at 5:20.
It's hardly a matter of trains, I'm afraid. We shall have to find somewhere else to go.
There's nowhere in St. Leonard's.
St. Leonard's? Oh, do you hear that, Miss Gossage? St. Swithin's hasn't been at St. Leonard's for 5 years. I went there yesterday to see the building. It was flat, quite flat.
We were evacuated to St. Philippa's at St. Anne's, with St. Hilda's and St. Matilda's.
Oh, couldn't you go back there from St. Pancras?
No room. St. Philippa's had to have their buildings back. You see, they'd been evacuated to St. Mary's at St. Ives, St. Mary's having gone to All Saints at Oxford. I don't know where All Saints went to.
I have a rough idea.
Miss Whitchurch?
Ah, Miss Harper, there you are. This is the other member of my staff.
I think there must be something wrong. There's a crowd of small boys about the place, all staring with their mouths open and not saying a word.
There's been a slight misunderstanding at the ministry. This is Mr. Pond, principal of Hillary Hall.
Headmaster.
It's a boys' school.
Exactly. Where did you leave the girls?
They went upstairs with Matron.
Their Matron?
Oh, it's all right. She's a woman.
You might not think so, but she is.
These are the remains of their staff. Mr...
Billings.
Billings.
How do you do?
How do you do?
My name's Tassel, Dick Tassel.
Oh, how do you do?
Fine, now, thanks. You really are on the staff of St. Swithin?
Yes, why not?
Oh, no reason at all, absolutely none. Group three, I think.
Mm.
Just a small bet that we had.
Horses?
The losers were.
The sooner we can find other quarters, the better. Are you on the telephone out here?
Yes, we are, in several places. Here, matron's room and my study.
Kindly conduct me to your study.
This way.
Mm-hmm. Cecil.
Yes.
Did someone bring my things in?
Oh, yes, rather. Here they are on the table, Miss Harper. Or have you got another name?
Joyce, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good. Perfectly splendid name. Silly to stand on ceremony, really, seeing that we're going to be stable companions, as you might say.
As who might say?
Anybody.
I suppose we'll be staying for a day or two anyway.
Oh, yes, several days or two, I hope.
I think I'll take my suitcase upstairs.
Oh, you can't possibly manage it. Let me carry it for you.
Oh, thank you. But I say, Harper, we don't know yet where our bedrooms will be.
Second corridor on the left, far end.
Don't be silly, Billings. That's the carpenter's shop. You'll be sleeping in my room, Joyce.
What?
I beg your pardon, Miss.
I mean, well, come with me and I'll explain.
Oh, thank you. Very kind. I say, Mr. Billings, I don't think much of your stuffy old comb.
My what?
The common room. We had a really topping Dennett's and Swithin's, all decorated in the school colours. But then men on their own are so helpless. What are your school colours?
Blood and orange.
Ah, the pale blue and puce.
Spiffing.
They are, rather. Of course, the crimson is more my colour, really.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
It's a pity we won't be staying, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes. I hoped I might convert the Switchheart to cricket.
A bit old for it, isn't she?
Oh, for the girls, silly. Of course, she's thinking of their figures. But I was an absolute demon for it.
Indeed.
Let's have a swing with that bat.
Oh.
I can't see what she's afraid of, can you?
No, but I can imagine.
My Peter always said that he thought I'd shape up very well.
Yes, we all make mistakes.
I'm so glad you agree. Perhaps before we go, I can try my hand out on the pitch. I used to be quite a wizard at Yorkers. Still, I dare say you'd hit me for six.
I'd have a good try.
Gossick, what do you think you are doing?
Oh, just getting my hand in, Miss Church. Mr. Billings was just saying that he thinks cricket would be a ripping thing for the girls.
Yeah, what I really meant was that I could see it got results.
Oh, never mind about that now, Billings. Please, we've got other things to think of. Of which to think. All this is playing havoc with my grammar. Oh, my goodness, we never made any arrangement about meals. Still, perhaps they'll be able to sort themselves out.
What did the ministry say, Miss Whitchurch?
I spoke to three different grades of civil servants, telling them to do something immediately, and they all refused. One of them had the impertinence to say that he had no evidence as to my sex over the telephone.
One really wants a chinwag with a man at the top.
Well, the controller is down with flu, the sub-controller is sitting on a standing committee, and the deputy sub-controller, Mr. Fraphampton, has gone to a kindergarten in Wales.
About time, too, I should think.
He'll be there till next Monday. Until then, nothing can be done.
So, just for a week, we shall have to accept the present state of affairs. Now, about accommodation, we haven't much to offer, I'm afraid.
We shall cheerfully put up with the best you have.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I have made out a tentative list.
And I've made out a definite one. Here are our exact requirements, no more, no less.
Oh.
It's quite clear, I hope.
Oh, great.
May I see yours?
Well, I don't think I should bother. It's a little too tentative. Ah, there you are, Tassel. I wondered where you'd got to.
I'm just showing Miss Harper her room. What's the news from the ministry?
Most disappointing.
Oh, they're going?
On the contrary, we have to stay for a week at least.
A week? Oh, I say, that's terrible, isn't it?
It is.
Jiminy, what about the parents?
What about the parents, Miss Gossett?
Well, ours will kick up an awful fuss when they find out.
So will ours.
Oh, yes, I haven't thought of their parents.
But surely, Mr. Pond, it's nobody's fault but the ministry's.
You seriously think, Miss Harper, the parents are going to blame the ministry? Parents always blame the school.
They're quite right.
What do you mean, quite right?
Oh, I'm not approving, I'm agreeing. Quite right.
Need they find out?
Let us home.
We must appeal to their sense of public duty, apart, of course, from censoring their letters.
And we shall do the same. It's the only way to prevent a leakage.
I say, it's going to be a full-time job steaming them all open.
Miss Gossage, you don't seriously suggest that Sir Swithin should stoop to steaming?
Well, I don't see how else it can be done.
The girls will be told to leave their envelopes unstuck, on hygienic grounds.
And personally, I prefer to be quite open about it. I shall tell the boys that we intend to check their spelling.
What could be more open than that?
Well, I'm sure we shall all try to make the best of things. Boys, girls, masters and mistresses.
Yeah, yeah.
We certainly will, won't we, Miss Harper?
We certainly will, Mr. Tassel. It'll be rather a sticky wicket if we'll toe the line and turn up trumps, won't we, Mr. Billings?
Oh, suppose we shake on that. On behalf of Hilary Hall.
Floriat St. Swithin.
Floriat St. Swithin's, Joyce.
Homo in omnibus, Tassel.
Splendid, splendid, splendid.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, what is it, Rainbow?
Will you ring for the doctor, sir, or shall I?
The doctor?
Yes, sir. And an ambulance, too, I'd suggest. We're going to have some casualties.
Explain yourself, Rainbow.
I rung the tea bell. The young ladies come in first. The young gentleman didn't take very kindly to that. They're in the dining room now, both locked.
Eating?
Eating each other, if you ask me. Just open the door and listen. There was only words at first, but after the first fish cake was thrown...
They're throwing fish cakes?
And the sauce along with them. Oh, they're getting warmed up now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Which way?
Follow me.
Quick, we must hurry. Ring the bell for silence.
Rainbow?
Yes, sir?
You didn't happen to see who threw the first fish
cake? Hopcroft Minor.
Ah, you might give him a message from me.
A message, sir?
Tell him I cancelled those 50 lines.
You won't be pottering down to the village this afternoon, will you, Harper?
I'm afraid not, Gossage.
How about you, Mr. Billings?
I've had neither the time nor the inclination to potter anywhere in the last 3 weeks. As soon as I've finished censoring letters, all I can do is to throw myself on my bed in the carpenter's shop and try to get some sleep. 3 weeks of it and another 10 to go.
But it's an easy job, censoring. Little blighters write the same letter home every week. The only thing that changes is the date.
And the excuses for more pocket money.
Talk about tact. Listen to this one from young Souter. Dear Mother and Father, this is a very nice school. Mr. Pond, the headmaster, is very nice. So is Mr. Billings. Mr. Tassel is very nice, too. No more news now. Your loving son, Cyril. P.S. Matron is also very nice.
Oh, get on with it, Tassel.
Oh, Billings.
My word, the lower third's fancy work is coming along like billio. I'm giving Penelope Bagshot an Alpha Plus this week. Look at these Pygees. Aren't they absolutely tip-top?
Fine.
Aren't they, Mr. Billings?
Corking.
The best little needlewoman in the whole lower school. Oh, dear. She's made a fearful hash of her scallops. It'll have to be a minus after all. Where's my bungee?
Where's her bungee? Give me strength. It's probably hidden under this massive decaying vegetation that you've chosen to brighten up the room with.
Oh, don't move them. We picked them this morning on our nature study ramble. It's old man's beard and Queen Anne's lace.
The old man's beard is withered, and Queen Anne's lace is dead. If you don't mind, therefore, I shall deposit them in the wagger, pagger, backer.
Oh, you are a bell with a sore head. Must have got out of bed the wrong side.
He did. A sore head was the result. He hit it on a vice.
As a bedroom, the carpenter's shop has its disadvantages.
All the same, I don't know why you got out that side.
Because on the other, I trod on a chisel. A St. Swithin's chisel at that. Reminds me, I must get some new skin from Mrs. Hampstead.
Her gussets are miles too large.
Mrs. Hampstead's gussets are entirely a Hilary Hall affair.
But these aren't Mrs. Hampstead's. They're Audrey Thompson's poor child, all thumbs. Quite apart from her gussets, she simply will not neaten her necklines properly. Her smocking is shocking, and last week she had to untack every one of her tucks. Oh, by Jove, it's getting on for Netta's time. I must dash and change. Cheerio!
Any change would be for the better. No more news from the ministry, I suppose, Miss Harper?
None. Miss Whitchurch spoke to them this morning.
So did Pond. Same answer as usual, receiving immediate attention.
It's been receiving that for the last 3 weeks. 3 weeks of Audrey Thompson's gussets, sawdust in my bed, lunches consisting of cold hot pot.
Greedy little blighter.
What?
Not you, Hopcroft Minor. Writing home for another tin of golden syrup. He had a full one at tea time yesterday.
Mr. Pond? Mr. Pond!
Now what's happened?
Mr. Pond! Mr. Billings, have you seen Mr. Pond?
He's in his study. He hoped you wouldn't mind.
Pond!
I think he's correcting prep.
I can't help that. He's got something else to correct now. Pond!
Did you call me, Miss Whitchurch?
I did.
I'm sorry, I was in the study. I didn't mean to trespass.
It's an outrage.
Oh, come now. I seldom do use the study.
Never mind about that. A gross misdemeanor has been committed.
A misdemeanor?
Against my girls. And one of your boys is responsible.
Good heavens.
Which one of your girls was it?
Not one, Mr. Billings. All of them.
Oh, good gracious.
Good going.
What happened exactly?
Or can't you tell us?
Someone has punctured their back tires.
Their what? Oh,
bicycles.
And also tampered with their tool bags.
Tampered?
With treacle.
I thought you said tool bags.
With treacle and with tool bags. A boy, all boys, has put treacle in the tool bags of my girl. It's no laughing matter.
No. Disgraceful. Besides being a waste of treacle.
Golden syrup. Oh.
I beg your pardon?
Of course it might have been. On the other hand, it probably wasn't.
I see no significance one way or another. Both are equally glutinous.
Of course they are. No significance at all.
Unless, of course, it were a clue to the culprit. Have you any idea who it could have been?
Us? Good Lord, no. None at all, have we, Tess?
Oh, absolutely none.
Have you, Miss Harper?
I? No, I haven't the faintest idea.
Come to think of it, there's no proof that our boys had anything to do with it.
As if proof were needed. Who else would have done such a thing?
And one of your girls, mate.
And treacle our own tool bag? Oh, poppycock. Besides, treacle isn't a girl's weapon, is it, Miss Harper?
Well, as a matter of fact, Miss Whitchurch, I did know a case.
That will do, Miss Harper. Have the girls' letters been censored yet?
They only began them after lunch.
You'd better see if they've finished.
Yes, Miss Whitchurch.
I'll help you if you like.
Oh, that's very handsome of you, Mr. Tassel.
Is it? Then can I?
I'm afraid not. A young girl's disclosures are not always for masculine eyes.
Oh, well. Perhaps I could just lick the envelope.
If you desire to do so, certainly.
Oh, thanks awfully.
I'll get the letters immediately, Miss Whitchurch.
Yes, do so. Now, Mr. Pond, let us investigate this matter thoroughly.
I fully intend to.
And I shall come with you.
Must you?
Yes, I must. This time we stick together. Come on. And what's more, I shall insist on the maximum punishment being meted out to the offender.
Disgusting.
What is?
Your Miss Harper business.
What do you mean?
Lick her envelopes. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
She's the loveliest girl I've ever come across.
She's a St. Swithin. That's enough for me.
By name, but not by nature. Look at the way she didn't rat on Hopcroft Mye. There was nothing Swithinish about that.
Well, the girl has some sporting instincts, I'll admit.
The girl has everything. She has looks. She has charm. She has brains.
And now, I suppose, you hope she'll have you.
If only she would. The trouble is, I've got to work so fast, I'm scared stiff that before I have time to propose, the ministry will weigh in with a solution, and off she'll go, out of my life forever.
That'll be the day.
Oh, don't be a cat.
I'm not. All I want is to see the back of St. Swithin's. If your love life doesn't interfere with that, if youth calls to youth, male calls to female, it's no concern of mine.
I wouldn't be too sure.
What do you mean?
Miss Gossage, she's answered your call.
Don't be ridiculous.
You don't mean to say you haven't noticed the symptoms?
Symptom?
Look at all those flowers and whatnot. She's trying to show you how homey she can make the little nest.
Nest? Don't say things like that. You're trying to frighten me. That's what you're doing. If you think you can shift my attention from your treasonable passion for Miss Harper by raising these Gossage bogies, you're making a mistake. I haven't swallowed a word of it. Not a single word.
Oh, Mr. Billings, still there, I see. Doesn't take me long to strip for games, does it?
No. Yeah, I can see that, Miss Gossage.
It must be very bracing here. I feel chock-a-block full of energy this afternoon.
Then the sooner you pitch in and play it off, the better.
Oh, I've really got oodles of time.
Oodles?
Ah, well, I've finished my little bit of censoring.
No, don't go, boy. I mean, look at all these I've got to stick up.
I lick your envelopes for you.
What?
Might as well face it now as later. No good shutting your eyes to it.
So long.
Tassel!
Oh, never mind him. Here I am with my tongue hanging out.
What? Oh. No. Now I come to look at them, they're all done.
What did Mr. Tassel mean? No good shutting your eyes to it.
When you're sticking envelopes, if you shut your eyes, you might lick the address off the front. Or something. Yeah, I think I'd better go and post these.
No hurry. I'll drop them in on my way.
Thank you, Miss Gossage.
Call me Sausage.
Sausage?
My nickname for the girls. Gossage Sausage. I don't ask everyone to use it.
Oh. Thank you very much.
I expect you've got a nickname, too, with the boys.
Possibly.
Now, don't pretend you don't know what it is. If you don't tell me, I shall only worm it out of one of them.
I shouldn't bother.
Oh, yes, I shall. Come on now, what is it?
Well, if you must know. Daisy.
What an extraordinary nickname.
And I don't ask anyone to use it.
Whatever made them call you Daisy?
I was foolish enough in class one day to utter the words, "Give me your answer, do." And now, if you don't mind, I must go.
Daisy Temper.
Don't call me Daisy.
caught, red-handed.
Nothing of the sort, Miss Whitchurch.
The tin was still inside his tuck box, empty. Mr. Pond is a witness.
I fear so.
Oh, the tool bag, Rita.
Oh, what ripping tackery, Miss Whitchurch. Now I must be off to Netta.
As I predicted, a hooligan from Hillary Hall.
Hopcroft, man.
I know, a good lad.
What?
I mean, good lord. Are you sure?
There was a trail of treacle straight to his cubbyhole.
And traces on his person.
Mm, that does make it a bit sticky.
The whole affair was a deliberate onslaught on Sir Swithin's. I only hope an example will be made of it.
So do I.
The boy fully deserves whatever reward punishment we can give him. Come in.
It's me, sir. Hopcroft, my sir.
Oh, come in, Hopcroft.
Come
in, boy. Now, first of all, your form master has something to say to you. Proceed, Billings.
Hopcroft, I'm surprised that you're being found out like that. Found out, treacling tool bags.
Yes, sir.
You're old enough to know that that is not one of the uses of golden syrup.
Yes, sir.
Glue would have been just as good.
Oh, we've had enough beating about the bush. I want corporal punishment.
How right you are. Isn't she, headmaster?
Right. Hopcroft, it will be our painful duty to chastise you. I've said that before, but I never meant it before. Miss Whitchurch, you may safely leave the rest to us.
I hardly propose to carry out the sentence myself.
Hardly.
But I intend to witness the execution of it.
Oh, I don't think she could do that, could she?
It would be highly improper.
I fail to see why.
A young boy's disclosures are not always for feminine eyes.
Very well. I bow to your judgment. I merely say this. The boy must be punished most strongly on his deserts.
On his where?
Do not spare the rod. And in future, kindly keep an eye on your pupils.
You'll need to see an oculist for that.
Thank you, Miss Whitchurch. You may leave it to us. Now open the door for Miss Whitchurch, bidding
a pleasure.
Pond, 6 strokes at least.
Only 6? Now, Hopcroft, I hope you realize that I can't be too severe for an offense of this nature. I cannot be too severe for such an offense.
Seeing it's your first.
For today, at any rate. As a matter of fact, I don't think I could lay my hand on the cane at the moment. Billings, come over here. What do you suggest, Billings?
50 lines.
It sounds rather a lot. We could keep him in, of course.
On an afternoon like this?
Well, just for a little while.
15 minutes?
10, anyway.
Right.
That's it. Come here, Hopcroft.
Yes, sir.
You realize that having committed an offense of this kind, you must expect the very rigorous punishment it deserves.
Yes, sir.
You will be kept in for 5 whole minutes.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Hopcroft. I shall be in my study if required, Billings.
Yes, Ed. Well, Hopcroft, what are you waiting for?
Kept in for 5 minutes, sir.
Well, all right. You've been in 5 minutes, haven't you?
Yes, I suppose I have, sir.
Well, then, run along and change.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Oh, and Hopcroft.
Sir?
How's your pocket money going this week?
It's all gone, sir.
What? All of it?
Yes, sir.
Ah, then, here's 5 bob.
Oh, thanks awfully, sir.
And if you've any more ideas of the same kind, don't get caught next time.
No, sir.
Well, cut along.
Yes, sir. Oh, sorry, Mr.
Oh, that's quite all right, Hopcroft. Don't mind me. I hear that young man's the hero of the hour.
By Hillary Hall time, not by St. Swithin's.
Good show. I say there's the most extraordinary apparition coming along the terrace.
What?
Looks more like a pastoral deity. Oh, no, it's that Cahoon girl with a great bunch of blue flowers. She's coming in here.
And then I'm going out. I can't stand any more feminine company.
I can. Cheerio.
Mr. Tassel.
Yes?
I just brought these flowers for Miss Harper. I hope it's all right.
I'll tell her.
Oh, no, don't. They're anonymous.
They look more like larkspur to me. I say, it isn't her birthday, is it?
Miss Harper's? Heavens, no. That's December the 5th. Sagittarius with Saturn in the ascendant. Lucky colour, turquoise blue.
You seem to know a lot about her personal life.
I found out everything I can. She's keen, isn't she?
Is she? What on?
Not anything. Just keen. I think she's absolutely enormous.
I don't agree at all. She's very slim.
I don't mean like that. I mean she's toasted cheese, ripe fruit, wizard, if you want to be old-fashioned.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Well, you do agree, don't you?
Agree? I should say I do.
I should say I do. I think Miss Harper's the most enormous thing I've ever seen. Well, wizard, if you want to be old-fashioned. Oh, hello, Miss Harper.
Hello, Mr. Tassel. What do you want, Barbara?
Me, Miss Harper? Oh, I just wanted to... I wondered if you'd let me help you with the envelope.
Oh, I say, now look here. I was going to... Bag's Eye, or whatever you call it.
Oughtn't you to be out at games, Barbara?
Oh, I'm not playing today. Miss Gossage gave me 2 hours weeding.
Well, go on, then. Pop out and pull up.
Oh, I see, Miss Harper. Can't I help you?
No, Barbara.
Yes, Miss Harper. Goodbye, Miss Harper.
Oh, dear me. She's just at the worshipping age. I expect you suffer from the same kind of thing, Mr. Tassel.
Yes, I think I do. Only much worse.
They soon grow out of it.
I doubt if I shall. Oh, these flowers are for you.
Me? Oh, that's very nice of you.
No, it isn't. They're larkspur. Anonymous.
They're lovely. Sort of turquoise blue.
Your lucky colour.
Is it?
Sagittarius the 5th with December in the ascendant.
Oh.
Miss Harper, if only you know how keen I think I am. You are. That is... Well, when I look at you, I think of toasted fruit and ripe cheese. Miss Harper.
Mr. Tassel... I think we'd better do the letters.
Oh, Miss Harper, I really must tell you.
Emergency! Emergency! Quick, get everybody! Give me that bell!
What's happened?
What is it?
Emergency! 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 They'll be here in half an hour. Fetch them in.
Who'll be here?
Fetch who?
Don't ask questions. There's no time.
Here's Miss Whitchurch.
What's the meaning of this? Was that a boy's bell or a girl's bell?
Neither. It's an alarm bell. Ah, Billings.
Are we on fire now, or what?
I say, what's up? Oh. Sorry,
no, Hopcroft, don't go. This emergency affects the entire school. Both entire schools.
What emergency? Has this boy been at it again?
No. Parents. Mr. and Mrs. Souter. They've just telephoned me.
Have they found out?
Not yet, but it's only a matter of time. They're at the station now. Oh, dang it. What can we do?
Souter, aren't they the ones who don't want any feminine influence?
Yes, that only doubles the trouble. We must do something.
I know, sir. Let's tell them we've all got scarlet fever.
Since they've telephoned, don't be ridiculous.
You could say it had just broken out.
That's it. And then lock the main gates to prevent them breaking in.
Lock the main gates? It's a possibility.
It isn't. If they even reach the main gates, what will they see through them? St. Swithin's netballing all over the playing field.
Oh, so they will. No good.
There's only one thing to do. Eliminate St. Swithin's.
You?
Remove St. Swithin's from the scene. Hide them all while the Souters are here.
You mean make them think we're still only Hilary Hall here?
Of course.
By Jove, I believe Arby's right.
50 girls and 3 mistresses. We haven't enough cupboards to shut them up in.
I refuse to be shut up in a cupboard.
There's no question of cupboards. Now, what's the position? The girls are playing netball, the boys are down at the baths. Right. All we have to do is to switch them over, so that the boys play cricket and the girls have baths. Then you 3 mistresses keep out of sight, and there we are.
I hope so.
I'm not sure that I like the idea.
But nobody likes it. It's a matter of necessity.
After all, Hilary Hall would do the same for you, wouldn't we?
Obviously.
Oh, very well then, under protest, yes.
Oh, thank you, Miss Whitchurch. I can't tell you what this means. Now, Hopcroft, you go down to the baths and tell the boys to dry and dress with all speed and to report to Mr. Tassel at the pavilion instanta.
Yes, sir.
Miss Harper, perhaps you...
Miss Harper is on my staff. She takes her instructions from me.
Then kindly give them.
Miss Harper...
Get your girls off the playing fields and down to the bar.
Miss Harper...
Undressed and underwater in stanta.
Miss Harper...
In stanta.
But tell Miss Gossett...
I know what to tell her. I won't be a moment.
That's that settled.
Beg pardon, sir.
Yes, Rainbow, what is it?
I heard the bell go.
The bell, not the Souters.
Oh, it can't be.
I was in the grounds. I heard it go, but when I come, it's gone.
Gone? What are you talking about, Rainbow?
Oh, that man talks in riddles. I can never solve him. Now, Rainbow, if the front door...
Oh, he doesn't mean that one. He means that one.
Oh, this one. Oh, that was me.
Beg your pardon, sir?
Now, wait a minute, Rainbow. The playing field's fixed up for netball, I suppose.
It is... And the game I had with them contraptions.
They're not contraptions, they're goals.
Goals? 10 foot up in the air with busted butterfly nets hanging off of them?
Oh, never mind the butterflies. Change it over immediately. Cricket is going to be played.
Cricket? But it's their turn.
Oh, they're missing a turn.
No, we are not. We'll make it up later.
Netball's off, cricket's on. Straight away, Rainbow, now.
No, but I've just put in them contraptions.
Don't argue, Rainbow. Rectify.
Yes, sir. I always said it wasn't feasible.
I must get changed.
Now, Billings, you'd better go through the school looking for odd girls.
I will do that, thank you, if there are any odd girls.
Plenty.
They will be out of the way before any of the Souters arrive.
Now, I must put on my academic ones. They're the sort to expect that. The rest of you, disperse.
Here we are.
Are you sure we've come to the right door? This looks like the back of the building.
Well, I expect we'll be able to find our way. Thank you, driver.
Thank you, Vicar.
I don't see any girls.
Oh, yes, there's one. Weeding on the terrace. Excuse me?
Yes?
I don't know your name, I'm afraid, but this is St. Swithin's, isn't it?
Yes. And I'm Barbara Cahoon, not spelt Colquhoun.
Oh.
You're Mr. and Mrs. Peck, aren't you? Julia's parents.
Yes, that's right. And we're looking for Miss Whitchurch. You see, we decided to come down quite suddenly.
Doesn't she know you're coming?
No, it's quite a surprise visit.
Gosh, it certainly will be. I say, what a piece of gruesome.
A piece of what, dear?
A smack in the eye. Hmm? I'll go and look for her if you'd like to wait in the staff room. Through those French windows there.
Oh, thank you.
Edward, dear, why should we be a smack in the eye?
I don't know, dear. Or a piece of gruesome. I suppose this is the room she meant. Seems quite forbidden. Oh, I beg your pardon, sir.
Not at all. Do come in. My name's Tassel. I'm the games master. Well, you managed to get here very quickly.
Well, I'd hardly say that. Did you say you were the games master?
That's right. Just off to start a cricket match now.
Cricket?
Yes, we've got a pretty good team, Lizzie. I've been putting them through it thoroughly down at the net.
Putting them through it?
Rather. You needn't worry about mollycoddling here, I assure you. Cold bath every morning, good stiff run twice a week, boxing, fencing and all that. We knock the nonsense out of them right from the start.
Couldn't they get anyone else for games?
I beg your pardon?
A mistress, I mean.
But they didn't want a mistress.
Miss Gossage has gone, I take it?
Miss Gossage?
Hmm. Miss Whitchurch has always been so much against turning the girls into tomboys.
Look, you are Mr. and Mrs. Souter, aren't you?
Oh, no. Our name's Peck. I suppose we should have warned Miss Whitchurch. We're Julia's parents.
Oh, Julia, of course. How silly of me. Dear little Julia Peck.
Well, she's 5'4", you know.
Oh, yes, I know. Dear large little Julia Peck.
No sign of those laughy parents. How do you do? My name's Billings. I'm
the school doctor.
What?
Mr. and Mrs. Peck, parents of Julia Peck, one of the biggest girls in St. Swithin's.
St. Swithin's? Yes, of course. Julia Peck.
But what happened to Dr. Gunn?
Gunn? Oh, he went off very suddenly.
And how is Julia?
Very well. Very well indeed.
Dr. Gunn always said her stamina was so small.
Yes. I've noticed that myself.
Mm.
So curious, when the rest of her is so large.
She seems to have very little resistance.
Well, of course, there are a lot of girls like that.
I hope, Doctor, you haven't allowed her to take part in any of these rough games.
Ooh, rough games at St. Swithin's. Why, you don't know Miss Whitchurch.
Here is Miss Whitchurch.
I'm too late.
Too late to introduce us, yes.
We've done it for ourselves.
It was something of a surprise, Miss Whitchurch. But I suppose what must be, must be.
Well, I'm glad you take it that way. Very glad. Of course, I'm taking steps to part company with the boys at the earliest possible moment.
The boys?
Yes. Miss Whitchurch calls us that for short, doesn't she, Dr. Billings?
Doctor? Yes. Quite, yes. They're both only temporary.
We were a little worried about Julia, Miss Whitchurch. That's why we came down so early in the term.
Her letters didn't seem as frank as usual.
Strange, of course. I don't know how frank they used to be.
We thought she might be hiding something from us.
Oh, I hardly think that. After all, what could there be to hide?
Oh, good afternoon, good day to you both. I'm Pond.
Who are you?
Good heavens, who is this man?
This is Mr. Pond.
Mr. Pond? I don't think we've met.
No, of course, you won't have. They were married in the holidays.
Married? Who?
Mr. Pond and Miss Whitchurch.
That's only her trade name now, isn't it, Mrs. Pond?
Yes.
This is a surprise.
Congratulations.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, the dickens, are they?
my parents.
You're all really well. This is a pleasure. How do you do, sir? And may I call you mother?
What?
You mustn't feel you've lost your daughter, but rather gained a son.
Lost our daughter?
Well, perhaps one day we shall bring you back the patter of little feet.
What?
It's quite all right, sir. Nothing to worry about, Mrs. Peck. Mr. Pond took you for his wife's mother.
Well, really, I know I'm not so young as I was, but I'm hardly old enough
hardly
to be...
Hardly old enough to be what, Mrs. Pond?
Now we're for it. Ah, here comes Hopcroft.
I've told them, Mr. Pond. They're all on their way up, sir.
What?
They thought I was ragging at first, but I told
them... That'll do, Hopcroft. Now be off with you.
Yes, sir.
Who was that?
One of my boys. One of our boys. The oldest, of course.
I thought you were only married in the holidays.
He may be slow at some things, but he's very quick at others.
The holidays, 15 years ago it was. Australia.
Australia?
That accounts for you never having bumped into them before.
Well, I mustn't keep you standing here. Now, if you care to come into my study, Mr. Peck. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Peck, of course.
Well, I'd like to see Julia as soon as possible.
Quite, but this is a little too soon. She's having a bath.
After luncheon?
Dr. Billings prescribed it, didn't you, Doctor?
That's right. 3 times a day after meals.
Oh, that would be for her paws.
Oh, no. Not just her paws. All over.
Perhaps we could wander around the grounds.
No. For the present, they're out of bounds.
The girls are playing hare and hounds. This way, Mr. Peck. This way, Mrs. Peck. You see to everything, won't you, dear?
Oh, yes. Rather, my honey buns. Now, Billings, Tassel, what are we going to do? I shall need the study myself in a few minutes for the Souters.
Suppose they see things in there. The Hillary Hall reports and so on.
Well, he's a parson. He wouldn't look, would he?
Well, I knew a bishop once who was quite capable of...
Mr. Pond, haven't you organized yet?
Organized what?
The changeover, of course. Boys back to baths, girls playing field.
No, stubber. I say, you cannot do that, Miss Whitchurch. You must...
I can, I must, I will.
But the Souters will be here any minute.
Peck's are here now. First come, first served. You can meet the Souters down the road and divert them through the tradesman's entrance and then put them in the servants' hall.
Souters in the servants' hall?
Well, tell them it's a temporary waiting room. Then you and the boys will go to the baths, sending the girls up here.
Yes, but what about the Souters?
Lock them in and see the door jam.
That's ridiculous.
Those are my terms.
All right. But only if you pack those pecks off as fast as you can.
Then make haste. The sooner I get back to them, the sooner they'll be off. Oh, Barbara? Barbara, come here, girl.
Please, Miss Whitchurch, I'm reading.
Oh, well, never mind about that. Find Miss Harper and tell her to come up here. Say, Mr. and Mrs. Peck are here. We'll be in the study.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Whitchurch. I want
in the study, Mr. Peck. You must see our summer science syllabus.
I suppose we'll have to do it.
We've no choice.
Oh, there's Rainbow. I'll have a word with him. Rainbow!
Yes, Mr. Tassel?
Come in here, will you?
Well, Mr. Tassel?
It's about the playing field, Rainbow.
No, it's all ready for you. Oh, them contraptions. They're harder to take out than what they are to put in.
That's good, because you've got to put them in again.
But you said cricket...
Now, don't argue, Rainbow. Act. This is urgent.
The office, it was 10 minutes ago. I might as well wait another 10 minutes.
Rainbow?
Very good, sir. But I'm going to put me tea kettle on first.
That man's getting mutinous.
Never mind him. We'd better see about the Souters.
We can't lock them in.
Of course not. We'll just have to ask them to wait. And hope to goodness they wait long enough.
But suppose they start wandering about the grounds with netball in full swing.
I've been thinking about that. We can't risk St. Swithin's coming up from the baths at all. We'll tell that sausage woman to take them for a nice long walk. They can go out at the bottom gate.
Listen. A taxi. The Souters.
Oh, heavens. Come on.
Come on, Billings. This way. And Mr. Pond, I just thought of another thing.
Hello? Now, where have they all gone to?
Oi, Rainbow.
And what may you want, Master Hopcroft?
How'd you like to earn yourself half a crown and finish off St. Swithin's?
Finish off St. Swithin's? You just try me. What do I have to do?
Go down to the bars and pinch all their clothes.
Ooh. All right, I'll try anything once. What's the idea of getting me to do it?
Well, if you do it, I can't get caught, can I?
No, I suppose not. What? Hey, now look here.
There's someone come from the study. Oh. Muskrat.
I feel fairly certain by now that the girls have come back. Why, Rim, I didn't expect to see you here. This is our factotum, Mr. Peck.
Indeed.
Rim, help
haven't you done yet that which you have to do?
I was only told 2 minutes ago.
I know what you were told. I want to see results.
Don't worry, Mum. You're going to. Straight away.
He's a faithful old soul, really, you know.
You were saying about the girl.
Oh, yes. Yes, I was saying that I dare say they are well on their way home. They've been out for a nature study ramble. Oh,
I thought you said they were playing hare and hounds.
A nature study embraces both flora and fauna.
Won't Julia be out of her bath by now?
Bath? Julia's out with the other girls.
But I thought you said she was having a bath.
At this time of day? Oh, no, I'm afraid someone else is rambling, Mr. Peck. Now, come along. I'll show you the classroom accommodation. This way, Mr. Peck. Mm. And Mrs. Peck. Well, of course it doesn't...
Pond! 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 Pond!
What the devil's happened to the fella? Does he think we're going to wait all afternoon? I'll have a word or two to say when I see him, or my name's not Souter.
It's ridiculous!
Ah, this must be the staff common room or something.
Don't like the look of it. Too many flowers and cushions.
It's effeminate.
Just the atmosphere we wanted to get Cyril out of. Great heavens, look at those things there.
Where?
In the basket on the floor.
Pajamas?
Yes, but they're covered with frills.
Oh,
Pond! That's me. We've been led up the garden path. This school's worse than the other. Fine afternoon, not a game being played. And as for the notice in that so-called waiting room...
What?
In front of the children, kindly moderate your language. Of all the bloody cheek.
Edgar. Oh, here comes somebody at last.
About time, too. Why, it's a woman.
Matron?
Doesn't look like one to me.
Oh, good afternoon. I'm Miss Harper. I only joined the staff last term.
What as?
One of the mistresses.
One of them? You hear that? I suppose all this frilly fiddle-faddle is yours, then?
That's the lower third's fancy needlework.
Do you mean they make these darn things?
Oh, yes. All sorts of things. Tea-cosies, nightgowns.
Nightgowns? Nightgowns?
Our boy's in the lower third.
What?
If he is still a boy.
But aren't you Mr. and Mrs. Peck?
Why should we be?
The name is Souter.
And the sooner I see Pond, the better. He gave us his solemn promise in writing that he and his staff were bachelors. He wouldn't have a mistress in the place.
Oh, well, you see, I'm not really a mistress. I'm actually his niece. I'm helping out during the staff shortage.
Well, you better go and fetch your uncle.
Yes, I think I had. Would you mind waiting in the study?
Yes, I would. I've had enough of waiting rooms.
Edgar!
Oh, very well. Where is it?
In here. Thank you very much. Oh, gosh.
Miss Harper, there you are.
Where's Mr. Pond?
Never mind that. The Pecks are here.
So are the Souters. They're in the study.
What?
But they want Mr. Pond.
Well, they can't have him. I've got the Pecks in the library. Oh. And if they don't see Julia soon, I don't know what might happen. You best stay here and keep an eye on the study. I must find someone to go down to the barns and hurry Miss Cottage.
There's a boy out there.
Oh, yes. About Hopcroft or whatever his name is. Come in here, Hopcroft.
I don't know anything about it, Miss Witcher.
About what? Oh, no, well, never mind. No, go down to the vase and tell Miss Gossage and the girls to hurry up to the playing fields.
I can't do that, Miss Witcher. At least they can't.
Oh, and why not?
They haven't got any clothes.
No clothes?
Oh, they've been pinched, taken away.
Hopcroft?
I didn't do it, I can swear to that.
Well, somebody's going to pay for this.
Half a crown.
What?
I'd better get some things and he can take them down.
Yes, but no, he can't. They won't have anything on.
He can throw them over the wall with a note saying, put them on and come up here.
That's the answer. Now, you get the clothes while I write the note.
Yes.
Come on, Hopcroft. There's no time to lose. Let's move forward. I must get back to the library.
There really seems no point in staying in that stuffy place on a nice day like this, Edward. But isn't it all queer? No Julia. Miss Whitchurch decidedly not herself.
Mrs. Pond, you mean?
Yes, and that's another thing.
Pond! Look here, I haven't got all day.
Beg your pardon, sir.
Oh, more staff, I suppose.
We're parents.
So are we. This is my wife. Souter's the name.
We're the Pecks. We were just saying we were rather worried about conditions here.
Ah, that's a surprise. Look at this fancy needlework.
Hmm. Oh, that sort of thing comes in very useful, you know, when they grow up.
What?
But what we feel more concerned about is our daughter's mental and physical well-being.
And what's your daughter got to do with it?
Here's Miss Whitchurch back again.
I'm sorry, but I can't have two lots of parents in here at the same time. It's against the rules.
I want to see Pond.
Mr. Pond is otherwise engaged.
Mrs. Pond, there's something I don't understand.
Mrs. Pond? You must be his mother.
I'm nothing of the kind.
It was a surprise to us, too. We'd no idea they were married.
Married? This is the last straw. It was bad enough when I found out he kept women here.
Mr. and Mrs. Pick, I do think you'll find it easier to wait in the study. Well, this way, please.
But there's something I must ask about Julia.
Yes, we'll deal with Julia in a moment. In here, if you please. Thank you.
Julia? Who's she?
The school mascot. She's a nanny goat.
Is it all right? He's taken them down?
Yes, quite, Miss Hopper. This is a cousin of mine.
Cousin?
I thought she was your niece by marriage.
I'm Mr. Pond's niece by his first wife.
His niece by his first wife? Sounds illegal to me.
Miss Whitchurch, I was down by the bath, and I just saw one of the boys with a whole lot of...
Barbara, don't tell stories.
But...
Another of Pond's nieces, I suppose?
Barbara is one of my little girls. Nothing whatever to do with Mr. Pond.
How do you do? I'm Barbara Cahoon, not spelt Carl Cahoon.
A Cahoon?
Miss Whitchurch,
Barbara,
just...
that will do. She hasn't got used to my married name yet.
Yes, but if she's your little girl and her name's Cahoon, and you were Miss Whitchurch before you married Pond, she must be a little...
Edgar!
Well, there's something fishy going on here.
There's something fishy down at the bar.
Barbara?
Oh, yes, there is, and I want to see Pond.
Miss Whitchurch, my wife and I have been talking, and we demand... Yes, demand to see Julia at once.
There's something very peculiar going on.
That's just what I said.
What have you done with Julia?
Never mind about the blessed goat. I want to see Pond.
You call my daughter a goat, sir?
I never mentioned your daughter.
Oh, yes, you did.
I did not.
You did. I distinctly...
They're coming up the drive.
Who are? Miss Gossage and the girls.
Gossage and the girls?
Does that include Julia?
Of course, the whole school.
I want to see Pond. Here I am. Mr. Pond, is this a girls' school?
Oh, no. Nothing of the sort.
Then what are those creatures who are coming in now?
Girls! Up to the dorm and change your shoes. And then you can come down and dress your flowers. Peggy, stop hitting Eleanor with your poison ivy. Myrtle, don't drop your hips all over the floor. Come on now, girlies, up to the dorm and change your
evacuation. And I must have Mr. Frampton's home address. What do you mean you thought I got it? He says I must have it.
Oh, tut, Miss Whitchurch.
Don't be ridiculous. Give me Mr. Frampton's secretary. You thought what?
Oh, my sainted aunt.
But if I were his secretary, would I be asking for her? Oh, this is hopeless. I suppose that is the Ministry of Evacuation. I am not. I'm speaking to them. Will you get off my line? Hello? Exchange.
Found anything, Billings?
Not even a cowshed.
Exchange.
Nothing vacant?
Apart from the faces of the population, no.
What do you mean, number, please? I'm through to a number.
I've been trying to telephone the ministry, or I could get with some fool of a female saying hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Oh.
I tell you, I was speaking to London. But some mentally deficient numbskull of a man was on my line. Will you tell me what I can do? For that vulgarity, I shall report you to the supervisor. Give me the supervisor.
I shouldn't bother.
I should have told you, Miss Whitchurch, that telephone is a party line to the one in my study.
And you two were having the party.
You mean
I've been wasting my time talking to you.
And vice versa.
If you ask me, it's utterly impossible. How can we produce another set of premises by 6 o'clock?
On a Saturday, too, when even the nearest agents are half day, as well as half dead.
I'd better try again.
You haven't a hope. Not now you've wielded the supervisor over their heads.
Hello? Hello?
Let me... good afternoon. I wonder if I could possibly trouble you to secure me a number. It is rather a long way off, I'm afraid. You can. Oh, how splendid. I want Whitehall, 1111. 1-1, yes. This is Little Upton, 02. 02. O for naught and T for two. What? Oh, that's very good of you. Thank you. They're going to ring me.
Oh, Miss Harper.
Well, it's obvious they haven't found anything.
How did you guess?
If I couldn't, with my mind on the job.
Now, listen, if you're suggesting...
Oh, come, this is no time for squabbling and chiff-chaff.
The chiff-chaff is a bird, I think.
Well, chitter-chatter, then.
Now, Mr. Pond's quite right. Now is the time for teamwork. Two heads are better than one.
Not in this establishment.
What did Mr. Peck say, exactly?
Well, unless we can find somewhere else by 6 o'clock, he'll feel morally obliged to withdraw his daughter and inform all the other parents of his reasons for doing so.
And the Souters said the same thing to you, Head?
Not in so many words.
I can believe that.
They must know we can't possibly do
it. The Picks are already packing Julia's things.
We might as well start packing ours.
Oh, that it should come to this. That will be the ministry.
Again to me. Hello? Hello? St. Swithin's here. I'd like to speak to
you. No, I'll take it.
Oh, you are so rude.
Hello, hello. This is Hilary Hall. Said what just now? Oh, very well then, St. Hithin's and Swillery Hall. Yes? Yes? What?
Speak to them severely. Yes.
Pitch it, horse, that so gone.
Silence, boys and girls. I mean, everyone. Hello? What I said was... what? Oh. 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 Closed till Monday.
Oh. Now we are sunk.
Well, as far as I can see, there's only one hope left, and that's bribery.
Bribery, Mr. Tesla? Of whom?
The packing parents upstairs. Dangle a little something in front of them to make them change their minds, or give us a few weeks' grace anyway.
But the Souters are rolling in money.
And the Pecks wouldn't look at it. But money isn't the only thing. If we could only convince them that their children are doing better here than they would anywhere else. I mean, top of the class and so on. And good at games.
Yes, the Souters would jump at that. Suppose you put Cyril in the first 11, Tesla.
Half an hour and there'd be only 10.
Well, whatever we do, we'll have to pull our socks up. It's 5:45 now. Our train goes at 5:30.
The last one, what's more?
I've got it. Oh, we're mad, all of us. It's the obvious thing.
What, Mr. Billings?
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, go away, Hopcroft. Now, come on, Billings, out with it.
We must see that they missed the last train. That would mean they'd have to stay here till Monday.
And in the meantime, we can really go to work on them.
I might let Mr. Peck preach the sermon tomorrow.
So you can see the boys doing their early morning jerking.
Do they on Sunday?
They don't on weekdays, but it's never too late to start.
Please, sir.
What is it, Hopcroft? I told you to go away.
Please, sir. Matron wants to be released.
What?
Oh, my goodness. I left her in charge of the boys while we busied ourselves with the emergency. One of you two will have to take over from her. All right, Hopcroft.
Where are the girls, Miss Gossage?
I told them to snug down on the back lawn for an hour or two with Ruskin and Carlyle.
Ah, but in that case, they'd better have a high tea now. Come on.
If it's that whale steak again, they probably will.
There's nothing clever in carping at the catering. Come along, Miss Gossage.
Yes, Richard.
Oh, which of us is going to the relief of Hampstead, Tassel? You or me?
Be a good chap and do it for me, Arby. It's my last chance with Joyce.
Oh, very well. Then I'm coming back to pack up. We won't be here much longer. Good luck.
Thanks. Miss Harper?
Yes?
Oh, Miss Harper. Dick. No, that's me. Whatever happens now, it may be too late for anything to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say is that if we separate, we shall have to part. So all afternoon, what I've wanted to say...
Oh, Miss Harper?
Blast! Yes, Barbara?
Can I speak to you, Miss Harper? Alone? It's frightfully urgent.
Do you mind awfully, Mr. Tassel?
Oh, no.
I see. It was much easier getting rid of him than I thought it would be.
What? Is that what...
what you came in here to do?
I've noticed he's been pressing his unwelcome attentions on you for weeks now. And when you went off this afternoon, alone, in a secluded countryside...
What book have you been snugging down with on the lawn?
Sartor Resartus by Carlyle.
And what were you reading?
The Fruits of Passion, not by Carlyle.
Mm. You can write out 50 times, fiction is nearly always stranger than truth, and bring it to me by lunchtime tomorrow. And give me that book, too.
But, Miss Harper...
And you can think yourself lucky I'm not giving you a misconduct mark for coming in here on false pretenses.
Oh. What?
I say, Cahoon, have you heard the news?
Yes. Isn't it absolutely top score? When we break up and go home on Monday, I'm going to get my parents to engage Miss Harper as my private tutor.
Don't be crackers. That's all off.
Why?
They're going to make them miss their train and then go to work on them.
Who's going to work on whom?
Your hags and our beaks are going to work on the Pecks and Souters and make them change their minds. We're going to have physical jerks all day while you listen to a sermon from old Peck.
Gosh, what a plate of tapioca.
If only we could make sure they catch the 6:30 somehow.
Anything I can do, count me in.
Shake.
KB, it's old Pond hard at it with the Souters.
As I was saying, Mr. Sartor, the most remarkable boy of his age I've ever had. Mr. Tassel says he can't put him in the first 11. It wouldn't be fair to the other 10.
Doesn't it sound like Cyril?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yes, 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 the best bowler we've ever had. Think what 2 or 3 years would do.
I know what 2 or 3 weeks have done.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, what is it, Hopcroft?
There's no one to take prep, sir.
Oh, dearie me.
And it's quite a bit past 6 o'clock.
Why, so it is.
Oh, that's all right. You won't miss the train. Run along, Hopcroft, and wait for prep. Now, Mr. Sartor, I'm sure the best thing you can do is to leave the young man with me.
Mr. Pond, have you or have you not disposed of that school full of women?
Well, not absolutely, but...
Bring the boy's luggage, young man.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No?
No trouble at all. Here's Billings. He can get hold of the porter. Me, head? Yes, Mr. Billings. Ring for Rainbow, and will you not ask him to bring down Souter's luggage?
But Headmaster, you're not letting the Souters go without showing them the mark.
Mark?
On the pavilion, where young Souter hit our best bowler for 6.
Oh, that one! I thought you said Cyril was your best bowler.
Our best googly bowler. But, oh, what a batsman. You must come and see the mark, my dear Souter. It won't take 5 minutes. Now, come along. Follow me.
Look here, Billings. Don't forget to tell that porter.
I know just what to tell the porter, sir.
This way, Mr. Souter, and I'll tell you exactly what happened. There was a breathless hush in the close that night. 10 to make, and the last man in.
Oh, what a day. Anyway, that's them out of the way for a bit. Now I can get on with clearing out my locker.
Daisy! Daisy! Ooh.
Don't call me that.
What are you doing, Daisy?
Clearing my locker.
What a lot of useless odds and ends you seem to have collected.
Yes. I want to avoid collecting any more.
Look at this. Last year's calendar. Tut, tut. Leap year, wasn't it?
Last year, yes.
Of course, I think that's all bosh, really, about women only proposing in leap year. Don't you?
Oh, absolute bosh.
I don't see why they shouldn't propose any time.
Don't you?
No, I don't, Daisy. Oh, I say, what's that thing?
A photo frame.
Who are these for?
Those? Oh, these. Didn't I ever show you? The one on the left was my wife, Millie.
Wife? I didn't know you were married once.
Oh, not once. 3 times.
3 times?
That's the second one, Tilly. And that's my present wife, Lily. I expect to inherit a lot of money from her, even more than I did from the other two.
Who's the fourth, then?
Billy? Oh, she's my fiancée. I'm going to marry her as soon as poor Lily pops off. Well, so long.
Oh, Daisy. Oh.
Yes, and Julia's vulgar fractions have suddenly taken a turn for the better. And as for her languages this week, well, I simply can't tell you.
Why, that's quite miraculous, isn't it, dear?
Oh, I think it's incredible.
Well, that's hardly complimentary to our teaching staff, is it, Miss Gossage? I'm sure she will tell you just as I have that... Why, Miss Gossage, you don't look yourself.
No, it's nothing. Daisy,
it three times.
Three times?
And only waiting for Lily to pop off before he does it again.
Dear, overwork. Too conscientious. Nothing to worry about, just persecution and sex. I'm having her thoroughly psychoanalyzed twice a week, and that'll soon put a stop to it. Now, yes, now what were we talking about?
Excuse me, Miss Whitchurch.
Yes, Barbara, dear, what is it?
Miss Harper asked me to bring her this book.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Thank you, dear child. You may go. That's another thing, you know, Mr. Peck. Yes. Since Redmond has always paid particular attention to general culture, we of the staff not only share their lessons, we share their pleasures, too. Help to mould their tastes during the most formative years. And Miss Harper has quite a genius for interesting the girls in this kind of literature.
May I see the book?
Of course.
The Fruits of Passion?
What?
What?
Oh, no.
I am afraid, Miss Whitchurch, in the circumstances...
I know what you're going to say, Mr. Peck, but don't say it. Things aren't always what they seem.
You're kidding me. What do you think this fellow Pond does? Waste my time taking me to see a mark. And when we get there, it's a fake. Whoever heard of a cricket ball with hobnails on it?
Unlikely.
Yes, and says that story of Cyril hitting a six.
Talking of six, it's nearly 20 past.
Yes, I'm sorry, Miss Whitchurch, but we really must go.
Not without Julia's ration book. Now come into the study, please.
Where's my boy and his trunk?
I'll see to it, Mr. Sartre. I'll see the porter immediately.
Have you seen Miss Harper?
Never mind Miss Harper, Tassel. I've just been telling Mr. Sartre about Cyril's cricket exploits, but he seems to doubt my veracity.
Well, Mr. Souter, I should like to say straight out that in my opinion, your boy is the finest wicket-keeper we've ever had.
Wicket-keeper? He was a bowler 10 minutes ago. How the blazes can he do both at the same time?
Well, he might have a sort of split personality.
Split my foot.
Please, sir, Mr. Souter's taxi's here.
Don't be silly, Hopcroft, it can't be.
Look at this, sir. He's taking Mr. Souter's.
Well, if you won't find the porter Bond, I'll do it myself. Hilda?
Yes, Edgar?
You look upstairs, I'll look down. Porter? Porter!
Sounds like Waterloo.
Oh, get the key.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Miss Whitchurch. We'll go without it, and you can send it after us.
Oh, no. No, I must get it for you. I could never dream of allowing an old Swithonian to eat on the black market, even for a weekend.
Now, look here, Bond. I found your man, and he says he was told not to bring Cyril's trunk down. What do you make of that?
Disgraceful.
Ah, there's our taxi.
Ours.
Don't you dare take that one.
But we asked Miss Whitchurch to order one.
Oh, that won't be here, will it, Miss Whitchurch?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Besides, there's your luggage to be brought down yet.
Excuse me, Miss Whitchurch. We brought down Julia's trunk and things.
What? Who has?
Some of the other girls and me. We couldn't find Rainbow anywhere, and we didn't want them to miss the train.
Thank you so much, dear.
Dear thoughtful girl. I must remember to give her a mark of some kind.
2 minutes, Pond, and we'll go without the trunk.
Well, in that case, perhaps you could sandwich us in.
Sandwich you in? I'll see you in.
Edgar?
Hey?
Clergyman.
Yes, all right.
Pond, are you going to stand there and accept defeat?
Certainly not, Miss Whitchurch. Mr. Souter, Mrs. Souter, Mr. and Mrs. Peck, I appeal to you for the sake of your boy and girl. Think of your own school days, the happiest days of your life.
Nonsense.
Well, if you'd spent them here, perhaps they would have been.
After all, what harm has been done?
Harm? Turning my boy into a little...
Edgar!
And if that's not enough, there's even a master called Daisy. No harm, Danny says. Look what I just found down the table. A book full of misconduct.
Misconduct?
Since we're in school, misconduct marks. Well, I damn it, they even give marks for it. Come on, Hilda, I've had enough of this. Where's that porter? What's his name?
Rainbow.
Rainbow?
Here I am.
Where the devil's that junk?
Can't do everything at once, sir. Here's a letter for you, Mr. Pond. An official letter.
Oh, it's come. In the nick of time. It's a letter from the ministry.
Brockhampton?
Evacuation.
Yes. Oh, never again will I speak rudely of the civil service.
Read it quickly.
Dear sir, in answer to your communications dated so-and-so-and-so-and-so, I am directed to inform you that from Saturday next, that's today, your premises will no longer be shared by St. Swithin's.
Oh,
only, but also by another homeless institution, the Meadowvale Academy for Backward Boys and forward girls, whose 250 pupils will be arriving on the 10th instant.
Windows with trunks. That's an idea. Come on, kids. Let's have all the props and tuck boxes down here.
Oh, no, Mr. Billings, do something.
No time. Come on, Tad. Come on, Miss Harper. Oh, Joyce, will you marry me?
Of course I will.
Listen.
Gloria, Sensimus.
Humble in omnibus.
Stand by to repair the portal.
The Happiest Days of Your Life by John Dighton. At Hillary Hall, Mr. Pond was played by Roger Hammond, Mr. Billings by Philip Voss, Mr. Tassel by Gordon DeLue, Hopcroft Mai by Adam Godley, Rainbow by Fred Bryant, and Mr. and Mrs. Sartre by Brian Haynes and Eva Stewart. At St. Swithin's, Miss Whitchurch was played by Margot Boyd, Miss Gossage by Hilda Kreisman, Miss Harper by Josie Kidd, Barbara Calhoun...
Not spelt Calcahoon.
Oh, by Tammy Ustinov, and the Reverend Edward and Mrs. Peck by Godfrey Kenton and Petra Davis. The Happiest Days of Your Life was adapted for radio by Giles Cooper and directed by Ian Cottrell.
And that program was first broadcast in 1979.